What's turtle peen? That's like a turtle dick. Does that mean something? Or is your dick like a turtle?
Where's turtle peen?
Right there. Turtle peen.
Turtle peen.
The ninth line down.
Everywhere you go.
Is there anything better turtle than a game peen. Of Smash Brothers? Yes, anything turtle peen.
Oh, wait a minute. Is turtle peen an uncircumcised dick?
No.
Turtle peen. Never completely clean. Because you got a foreskin and stuff's under there. Ooh, pull it back. Have a look. What's there? Ooh, what's that?
This is turtle peen.
Turtle peen. A Greek man with a little itty bitty dick. But it's not hard, so how could you know what it looks like when it's hard? Maybe it's cold in Greece when he stood there for 6 weeks. Well, somebody carved that statue, turtle peen.
Welcome to Puke in the Gang, episode 285.
285.
What if this is a PCO?
Then it's not 285. Powerball jackpot is now ginormous, CNN says. Do you guys love it when the Powerball jackpot gets ginormous? I always love it.
I sure do, because everybody goes, I gotta buy a ticket!
Yeah? And then what?
Then they lose!
How do you know?
Well, because statistically, most people...
How come none of us know the names of any jackpot winners? Why is Nick playing a video on a...
I didn't mean to. I don't know.
Like, well, why would we know anybody that won a lottery ticket? Like, statistically, I don't know.
If they win $450 million...
Do you know anybody that has been struck by lightning?
I know someone whose house was struck by lightning.
Okay, well, there you go.
Let's quiz Andrew on game show winners.
Okay.
Who is the most famous Jeopardy player?
As soon as you
Hitler.
Say it. Wait, no, hang on. Ken Jennings.
Of course, yes. Who is the first person to have won Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Ken Jennings.
No. David Carpenter.
Whoa.
How do you know that? Who is the first person to have won Survivor?
The gay guy. Richard something.
Simmons.
Richard.
Simmons.
What's his first... The first letter of his last name, please.
H.
First, Richard... Harriman.
No.
Richard Harrison.
No.
Richard Hamburger.
Hatch.
Richard Harridan.
Richard Hatch.
Oh, I knew
Richard
that.
Hatch!
Dick Hatch.
I knew that.
Dick Hatch.
Sorry, level one.
Who was the guy that was on the Joe Schmo show, but his name wasn't Joe Schmo? You guys remember this show?
Charlie Daniels.
What is going on? That's that guy, right?
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. See?
I didn't think anyone else watched that show.
Joe Schmo show?
I don't actually know his name.
Oh, then what are you asking?
I forgot what it was. I was wondering if you guys knew.
You want to check?
Crap!
My penis?
I can't think of any other game shows.
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah,
Price is Right.
Spinning. Do you guys ever wonder how on the Wheel of Fortune they avoid something really naughty coming up, but with the blanks only like not showing? I wonder how much time a week they spend.
You mean like just saying ass for 20 minutes,
or the rapist?
Right. Like in Or like in South Park where it says naggers, but the A was blanked out.
Right.
Like, I wonder how often they have to check their puzzles are we going to say something accidentally?
Right,
weird?
Is there a team where they're like, okay, now take away that vowel. Okay, put it back, take that one. Oh, shit! scrap it.
It'd be funny to go on that show and just solve the puzzle for things that weren't even close. Right. Like, if it's two words, you say, like, a really... just like a racist sentence. Like, you get like...
I think Hitler was right.
Yeah.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be a great little like 4chan
gag. When the question is Teletubbies.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Steve from Cincinnati, and I agree with David Duke. It's nice to be here, Alex.
I agree with everyone.
Alec. Is it Alex or Alex?
Trebek.
Alex.
Okay.
Wait, are we talking about Jeopardy or...
Why did I think Alec?
Or Baldwin.
Baldwin. What's that other show where they actually, you were talking about? Wheel of Fortune. Were we talking about Wheel of Fortune or not?
If you want to.
Okay.
What's your opinion on it?
It's gay. My grandparents watched that shit a lot. It was the worst.
It's very
Old
little
people,
skill.
Yeah, they love boring as fuck games, I think. So.
Jeopardy's the real game.
That's been around for 100 years. So.
We should do trivia on the show sometime.
Yes.
Like the game,
the news game with Andrew.
Yeah, the show should be trivia.
Oh, shit. Well, I can make one during the break, or we can do it as a PCL or something.
Ooh, maybe as a PCL.
Yeah. Because I deleted Facebook, and I that was my only source of news. And I seriously, since then, I have not gotten any news from anywhere about anything.
Okay.
So you didn't hear about Tehran?
No.
Me neither.
Israel nuked Tehran.
Don't, you're spoiling.
They nuked it!
You're spoiling the game.
2002, they nuked it!
What?
I don't even know if you're serious. I would have heard that.
That's the joke, Brett. He hasn't heard the news.
I didn't believe him the way he was. I knew. I'm not,
Brett,
I'm not that fucking retarded.
The news game is where we quiz Andrew on the most obvious news stories.
He was
stories.
There.
Yeah,
he
wasn't I think. There. Or I've definitely heard it. There. I've heard it on the show.
Sorry. Okay, Andrew was right. Next topic.
Okay, go.
All right, so last week at the end of the show, or near the end of the show, Andrew was like, Nick, what are we going to do tomorrow? And I said, we're going to go to a race the next day. And I said something along the lines of, I think I'm going to win this race. And everyone
you mean
said,
your running race.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I said, everyone said, nah, you can never do it.
Who said nah?
You're right. Nobody said that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone doubted you.
I just started asking math questions like, how many people are in some of the races you do?
Sure.
How many people are in this race? Then yes, you could likely win.
I think you should be doing moves to psych people out. Like, on the starting line, you should turn around, like, right before they fire the gun.
He does.
And no. You should go, have a good race, everybody. Even though the white race, that's really what's important. Bang! And then you just take off. And no one, everyone's just staring at each other. Yeah. I think stuff like that would be good.
Then you'd be running from them.
To be fair, Nick kind of did do something like that at this race.
That's what I was getting at.
So I was lining myself up to take some pictures.
How about we start at the beginning?
And I was on...
Yeah, let's start at the beginning. Let's not jump ahead.
So we got there, and then the race was going to start, and now puke.
Sure.
Just kidding. We got... No, actually, there's not much to say.
Yeah, like what... Yeah, we got there, and we waited.
I was trying to respect his story.
I got my stupid number. They were like, you registered too late to get a shirt. I'm sorry, I said. I don't,
not a shirt!
I don't care. Just get me my number. That's
Nick is the
I
only
need.
Man not wearing the same shirt everyone else had.
And he's like, that's fine. I don't have pants on either.
Right. That'll slow me down.
He just tapes up his dick and balls. And that's why you need all the powder, right?
Yeah.
Keep
so
tape
I,
from sticking to
I it. Get my number. I do my warm-up.
Uh-huh.
I jog around the parking lot. And then I lay on the ground like a hippo, stretching. This is how I psych
a hippo.
This is how I psych him out, Brett. I try to look
pictures.
As fat as possible while lying on the ground, so they don't think I'm a threat.
I like this.
And then Puke gets some funny photos of it that we'll put in the PCL or something. I don't know. Probably won't. Anyway, my belly's like hanging out, but I'm stretching.
And I saw that.
Is resting on the ground.
Yeah, that's a great strategy. I don't know. I would do something more shocking though,
like take a poop.
Has anyone ever shit in a... how long do you have to run to shit? Oh, look at that. That's great. That's
oh,
great.
Jesus Christ.
Now, what are you doing on your phone? If you're watching, like, gay porn, that would be good.
It's just a really bad angle. Because it's like looking up your shirt, pretty much.
I don't know what I was doing on my phone. Who cares? Probably setting the playlist up.
Those bides look good.
Thank you.
Not a fan of these ankles down here, though. You got to work on those.
No.
Yeah, so, okay, so you tricked them out by beginning the race by rolling around on the ground and being like, I don't know how to run. I don't know how to run. And they just think you're a tard, right? And
right.
Then, so the guys at front don't know to pace you.
And the lady in the wheelchair was staring at you saying, you're going down.
The lady in the wheelchair. So some lady came, her name was Miss New England. And so apparently she was supposed to be Miss New England and real.
Yeah, Miss New England.
Real hot, right?
Mm.
So let me try to pull up the post as to how she even got invited.
Was she pretty hot?
Well,
let's see if I can find a pic for you, Brett. Because
well, we have to describe her. Oh yeah, bring her up, and I'll describe her to the at-home listeners who can only hear.
Okay, so here's a way to describe her without having to use any visuals. She was overly proud to be Miss New England. Way more proud than she. Looked like she should have been.
She posts on the Facebook page, is it possible for me to make an appearance as Miss New England 2017? I have EDS, and I would like to make an appearance at this event.
Well, this was a charity event for this EDS disease.
If necessary, my email is blah, 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 blah. No, it wasn't.
It was a disease that only affects people named Ed.
What's EDS?
Ed's.
Ed syndrome.
Erectile dysfunction.
That's what I thought. They kept saying EDS.
No, it's this. I don't even know how to say it.
Hoofbeats.
Ehlers-Danlos syndrome.
Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. And what are the symptoms?
Apparently being Miss New England and looking all weird.
She's wearing jean shots.
That's not Miss New England.
So, yeah, see, now why do you think that's Miss New England?
I don't know.
Because she's handing out awards, or she looks happy,
yeah,
or she's semi-attractive.
She's not semi-attractive.
Miss Newland is in this
photo. She's way too tall.
She's tall, and she has...
She's much taller than that boy.
She kind of looks like... Her face reminds me of some... Steve-O. She looks like Steve-O.
Nice. So if you look to the left of the frame, you'll notice a chick in a tiara. And that, Brett,
oh,
is
she doesn't
real...
look like she gives a fuck. What
no
is she
shit.
Doing?
I was taking pictures of the award ceremony, and next thing I know, there's some chick standing over there with a tiara, and, like, she was wearing a poncho or something, like a gray poncho it looked like. And I was like, in my head, I was like, what's this crazy chick? She must be special. She's got to be mentally ill because, like, she's just walking around with a fucking tiara.
She
Nobody's talking
dopey.
To her. She's not doing anything. I don't know what the fuck she's doing. And then Nick is like, that's Miss New Hampshire. I was like, what?
Miss New England. Bigger than New Hampshire.
Yeah, New England's like what? A whole...
Yeah, there's like 12 million
even
people
worse.
In New England, and
I'm gonna Google
only a million in New Hampshire.
This can't yeah. be real.
No, I think it's fake.
Let's see her bod. Let's see her in a bathing suit.
What if she was Miss? What if she was Miss yeah, Special we New England?
Oh,
like they had a Special Olympics of Miss New England, and she got that award.
Can we Google Miss New England bikini, Miss New England tits, Miss
Turtle
New
peen.
England butthole? There are some searches I would try.
So. We get there, and I'm not sure how this works. I haven't been to one of these races before. Puke's been to a few of them, so he knows how it goes. I'm wondering if there's going to be a gun that goes off. That's all I could think about.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting there, and people are stretching and getting ready, and I can't tell who's racing and who's not. Then I realize people are wearing numbers, and that's how I figure it out.
Right.
And then I just start following Puke because he's going to go get photos. And I think,
sure.
Wait a minute, this is just a 5K. I feel like Nick's going to do this in a very short amount of time.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, and I feel like the whole thing shouldn't last very long. So we walk about 100 feet past the start line, and we're getting ready. Puke's standing right on the side to get some action photos of Nick as soon as he starts.
Correctamundo.
So Puke chooses the side that Nick is mm-hmm. on so he can get the best angle photos possible.
Yes.
And what happens?
Nick, like,
is right up in the front of the pack.
10 seconds before the start. Decides, nope, other side of the road.
I don't know.
And
I
just
don't...
runs in front of everyone. Like, you jumped on the other side in front of... this poor kid, probably, and the guy checking his phone in the background.
I was doing an angle calculation. And I realized that
because you were
gonna,
turning right first.
Yeah,
correct? Yeah,
we were turning right, and if I was on the left, I was going to have to run over people to get to the. Now, in the end, who cares? It probably would have cost me a half second, right? But
yeah, and honestly, it probably helped me out because now I had an angle to your face instead of being like straight on people probably in the way. I did jump in the middle of the crowd. And I was like, I'm a photographer. Get the fuck out of the way.
Right.
People were trying to jump over me and I was tripping.
I have pre-race jitters, so I just do weird things before races.
So
I just jump to the other side for no reason.
This race, like you go out, you do like a loop, and then you come back and you cross the start line in the opposite direction. So, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yes,
what
you cross
mean?
The start line. You finished by going back across
sure.
the start
yes.
the opposite way.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So once they go...
It's a two-loop. So you do two laps, basically, and then finish.
Yeah. So the finish is like a spur off the loop. So
Spoiler.
Nick goes and he starts running, and then Puke and I walk over to get an angle when he runs by.
Well, first of all,
uh-huh.
we start running, and as soon as we start running, this guy next to me just goes like a bullet.
He takes off.
Off the start line, and I'm like, whoa, I am screwed. And so I settle in to second or third place, and I do my first loop. Right?
Sure.
Then you guys are hanging out.
Well, wait a minute.
Right?
You were first on your first loop.
By the time you came back around, you were in front.
That is true.
Yeah. I saw the men who were jogging close to you. I saw them across the parking lot, and I thought, where's Nick? Oh, my God. Nick's way behind. I don't even see Nick.
Uh-huh.
But you were way in front.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was turning it.
Yeah, apparently the guy who shot out like a bullet is not a very good runner because he shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Because by about mile 0.75, I was going, hey, he's not getting any further away. In fact, he's getting closer to me, and I'm not speeding up. I just kept the same pace, and he was easily passed.
So you finished the first lap.
Yes.
Anything happened when you were out of our sight?
Oh, well, in the first loop, the only interesting thing that happened was there was this cone, and it was like 2 feet away from the corner of the road, and it had an arrow pointing to the right. So naturally, I run on the inside of the cone. And then as I'm running past the cone, I go, what if that was like the cone that I'm supposed to be cutting around because that marks the course?
Inside.
What if I cut the cone? And I turn back around and I go to the volunteer, did I just cheat? And she goes,
yes,
you're fired. Go! And she doesn't know what I'm asking. So I'm like, oh, well, guess I just cheated.
So you're out for the second lap, and we have a pretty good idea of how long it's going to take you to come back around. Mm-hmm. So we're ready for you to come back around. So when you come back around, you're making your way back towards the start point, which is also the finish point, right?
Yes.
So Puke's getting ready to take photos maybe 800 feet away from the start-finish line.
Yeah, so the guy said, the thing is, I was near one of the organizers or something, and he was like, yeah, when they come back around, they go over there. And he's like, see, right here is the 3-mile mark. And I'm like, oh, cool, 3 miles. This is a 5K, so I'm good.
So Nick comes up.
All kinds of time.
Nick comes up, and the guy warns us that our friend is coming for Puke to get photos. So Puke starts snapping photos. Nick runs by, and then I go, shouldn't you walk over
and
to the finish?
I turn around, and I realize, goes, he's turning!
No, you say, no, it's only gone 3 miles. And I go, right. It's a 5K. And you're like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I said, that's 3 miles.
Oh, shit!
So Puke had to then race Nick to the finish.
Oh, that's awesome. What a neat story.
Except Puke had a big camera.
And is fat. And not running material.
And you kind of made it on time.
Nick, you photograph really well when you're running.
Oh, thank you.
Everybody else looked like a total fag.
Well, Puke probably picked the best photes.
That's very true, because this guy's pretty...
Oh, that guy sucks. I hate him.
Oh, no, he posed for Puke.
I hate him.
I like
him. He wasn't running that way the whole way. You're right. He didn't run the whole race with his arms up.
Pants, I like her.
She was the fastest girl.
The fastest girl.
Yes. I think she was... Wasn't she second place overall?
Third.
Oh.
And then there was this crazy lady. She was very happy.
Mm. So we're scrolling through photos, listeners.
Yeah, this is great.
So...
Well, anyway...
What else happened?
Well, then, here's the thing, Nick.
We were trying to find Miss New England.
The reason you photograph so well is because you don't look like a runner. You don't.
Thank you.
You look like a normal person.
That's how I throw them off.
Right. Yes. First, you start by rolling on the ground, trying to stretch, and then you look like a normal human being. You're not like a beanpole and black.
I wish I were a bean. I wish I were faster. I need to be a beanpole.
You want to beat a bean? You better stop drinking beer. Then.
So then everybody was congratulating Nick. Like, the whole place was all in love with Nick. Because he won.
Nick has a very strange face right now.
Well, I've never been in the lead before, so I didn't really know what to do. So I actually didn't even get that good of a time. The time, if anyone cares, was 1936, although probably 4 of those seconds were me stopping at the finish line to wait for Puke. Because I actually slowed down on the final stretch.
Oh, yeah, Nick slowed down so Puke could get photos.
But looking back, I wonder if people thought that was just me being cocky. Like, look how far ahead I am. I don't even have to run to the finish line.
Well, to be fair, I think you're allowed when you're that far ahead, because I've got, like, I think this photo, you're... Oh, those are just workers, I think.
The official results. Like, the official results was I finished 20 seconds ahead of the
Jesus
guy behind
Christ!
Me. So
that's pretty good.
Well, the other thing was, as I crossed the finish line, the guy who was in charge of keeping track of the scores says, "Huh? Are you first?"
I didn't.
I was like, first of all, I'm out of breath. I can't see anything. I didn't even respond.
Shouldn't
to
he be the one that knows?
Yeah, I'm like, you're the scorekeeper. You tell me. Right. Was I first?
You were like, no, I'm here to see the science museum.
Should have been like, did you see anybody cross this line before me?
I don't know what happened. I think he was thinking in his head, that doesn't look like a runner. He's not a he couldn't possibly be first.
I don't know. Maybe he was...
this guy start late? He's going the wrong way.
Was he basing it on the time? Was just waiting like most people don't come in until 20 seconds after?
It was not a good time. It was not a 5K winning time. It just happened to be...
Everyone else was
there was
not winners.
It was not a big race, right? And once I was in the lead, I wasn't actually running for time anymore. I was running for the win. So I actually slowed down once I knew I had a good lead. And at a certain point, I looked behind me, and I tried counting in my head how many seconds behind me the guy behind me was.
And then you ran into a parked car.
So that I could know how much I could slow down and not lose.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't...
And how far ahead were you of the next person?
Certainly
20
like
seconds.
20 seconds, yeah.
And how far is that? In distance?
6?
Probably 150 meters.
Wow.
It was pretty good. There was a decent amount of time, because once Nick passed, I'm standing there, and I'm like, do I give a fuck about getting pictures of anybody else? And I was like, I'll get a picture of the first lady. Hillary Clinton was there.
Right.
but no, mainly just because she was attractive, so I want to get pictures of that.
Yeah, she looked like she had a nice...
she had a nice ass. I was looking at that.
Very Jesus. This is very creepy.
Kind of, why is it creepy?
You're disgusting.
Was she, oh, you think she's young?
No, she wasn't young.
She's older than that.
She looked older than shit, is what I'm trying to say. No, I don't know.
Pergoli.
I don't think she was that young. Her face did not look like a childish young person. She looked like she was probably in her 30s, I would assume.
So you've got 150 meters lead coming into the finish line. You know you're going to win. What kind of theatrics do you do? How do you showboat?
You should do cartwheels.
I didn't do anything. I slowed down. They didn't even put a banner out for me.
I know.
Yeah, right. What
I was
fuck?
So disappointed at that. I was
supposed to get a picture of that shit.
I thought that was the only reason you ever run so you could break a ribbon with your torso.
That's probably why the guy said, "Are you first?" Because the ribbon's probably in his stupid car.
And they're like, "Fuck!" You should have stood there before crossing the line, but like, "Where's my ribbon?" With your hands on your hips.
Yeah, just stand there with your hands on your hips and stare at them.
I'm waiting for a ribbon.
So,
is it like mm-hmm. bad?
Sportsmanship
to like stop and like wait for the other guy and like smile at him, and as he gets closer your grin just starts getting bigger. Yeah, yes. And you start like walking towards him a couple steps, and then like right when he's like 10 feet away you just turn and sprint into the finish.
I wouldn't say that that's necessarily bad sportsmanship if you guys are running a 16 minute 5K.
Yeah.
But if I'm running a 19:30, there's nothing to be proud of.
So after everything was done and everyone's sort of winding down and just chit-chatting, everyone keeps walking up to Nick and going, "I'm really shocked. I'm really surprised." And they're like,
"Hang on."
Touching him.
"Can you believe
it?" You're a little bit overreacting, but the race director did come up to me and said, "You surprised me because you're a little big."
Wow. I like that. I like it when people say that.
And he said, "I was looking at this guy out front."
You said, "Stop looking at my dick."
And I kept thinking to myself, he's going to fade, but you didn't fade. Good job.
What did he say was big about you? Just you overall?
He just said, "You're big."
You sound like a gay.
He said, "You surprised me." I said, "Why? Because my body?" And he said, "Yeah, you're big."
That's awesome.
Well, anyway, the point is, I think they had it in their mind who was going to win.
And it sure as fuck wasn't you, I guess.
Some weird out-of-town kid named Nick Ryder from Keene comes up and crashes their party. I don't know.
Did they find the knife that you cut the guy's legs with yet?
Oh, you should have done like a Tanya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan kind
right.
of thing.
Right, oh yeah.
Just carry a metal rod.
Next time you do a 5K, I'll stash a bloody knife for you, like a fake knife, and then you run across with the knife and be like, "I won! I got them all!"
Okay. Is there a good way to do that? Like, you've got a 150K lead.
150K?
Okay.
Wow, that's a hell of a lead.
150M lead. Meter, M for meter, and you fall, right? But then somebody rolls you like a tire iron. Or they toss you a tire iron.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Oh. And then, like, right when the guy's about to pass you, you get up and go, bang! I don't know. I don't know a lot about racing, sorry.
All right, well.
So how did you feel afterwards?
This was the best feeling I've ever had ever since I was in Little League, and I hit a triple when we were down by a bunch, and all we needed was a triple, and I hit one.
Wow.
You hit three balls
I never
once?
Had a home run.
I didn't know you were in Little League.
It wasn't called Little League, but you're close enough.
Tiny
I was
league.
Little, and it was a league.
It's called Pedo League?
Yeah, I was in Little League until I quit to race go-karts.
Why'd you quit that?
Why did I quit to race go-karts?
No, why'd you quit racing go-karts?
It stopped being fun, and the track got sold to some people who cared about motocross more than go-karts.
So why didn't you start motocrossing?
That's scary.
How yes, supportive of you were your parents of you racing go-karts?
What? My father bought me the go-kart.
And what did he say?
Like, no, Brett thinks you just like wandered out in the street and grabbed a go-kart.
He said,
one day.
"Son, this will be something we can do together."
What did your mom Amazing. Think? Moms are usually more nervous about
she
that.
She was
kind
very
of thing.
Nervous, especially since I wasn't very good, so I kept crashing.
And you, where would you crash?
Into other kids.
Oh, all right. And would you get hurt?
A couple times.
And what would your dad say about that?
Not badly. I didn't have to go to the hospital. The medics came out once.
His dad said, "If you think that hurts, wait until you're old enough to read my book." His dad didn't have a lot of sympathy for him.
Oh, my God.
To say.
No, your dad would probably be the most empathetic. Was this post Organ of Pain?
Yes.
Okay. So,
well, not the book being published, but the events of the book, I suppose.
Okay, so the events of the book had already happened. So he could have pulled you aside and said, "Nick, a go-kart crash."
Is this the break show?
It's well, like a broken dick.
I don't
Whenever
know.
Nick would crash, he would just go, "How's his penis? Check his penis." But no, have any of your dads ever said, well, son, this is something we can do together?
Yeah, my dad.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Fuck my dad.
I don't.
Tomorrow's Father's Day, by the way. I'm going to yell
not.
At him.
No, it's not. It's not tomorrow.
That's why I said tomorrow.
No, it's not
tomorrow.
It's
not tomorrow.
Oh, when is it? Did it pass?
It's like, no, it's
18th.
Like next, the 18th.
Oh,
oh
Jesus
thank God.
Christ.
Because I was about to not care. I don't remember if my dad ever said that. I think he always just said, this is what you're going to do.
Oh.
We never really did anything together.
Puke's dad was like, can't you be as good as your brother?
Yeah, pretty much. I think that's
my
what
dad just kept yelling, quiet down.
It's because you're loud.
Why is Tony here? A lot of that.
Oh, yeah. So I found a picture of what I believe is
Miss New England.
But she's actually smiling and appears to not want to die in this photo.
Huh.
Although I prefer this photo of Miss New England. Whoever she is way the fuck hotter. Miss Charity Lancashire.
Fascinating, anyway. Puke.
Well, I mean, I can't just look at pictures of fucking underage women without staring. Wait, what?
What's next?
Go ahead, Brett.
I don't know. I don't have anything. Oh. I don't have anything appropriate for the show. I have lots of things going on.
How are there things that aren't appropriate for the show?
I don't know.
How is that even possible after what we've done on the show?
I turned somebody new on to Puke in the Gang completely accidentally by just kind of telling them about it vaguely. And it's
how do you kind of tell someone about it vaguely?
I said, I do this comedy show with a few of my friends, and it's called Puke in the Gang.
Oh, you told her what it's called?
So I think so, yeah.
Oh.
And she's a friend, and she teaches. She's a professor at Dartmouth.
Oh, God.
And she works in.
Heard this?
If, oh, my God. What if she knows any of my customers?
I don't think so.
I'm so fucked.
No.
I was talking about twice this
week. Brad, what have you done?
Because I was talking to her, and she's like, so I heard you on this show, this comedy show.
I should probably stop wearing my Puke in the Gang blazer.
Yeah. I don't know why we made that up. It was really expensive for that full back embroidery.
And she said something like, I've known you for 2 months, and I'm just finding out about this now. This is awesome. It's so good. It's great. I loved it.
Wow.
She said, I don't know how you guys all talked about your dicks for 2 hours, just in different ways, but you did it.
She hasn't been around a lot of dudes, I guess, huh?
I think that she...
Because being in the Army, I've talked about dicks a lot.
Well, we talk about, like, you know, the stuff that she teaches and politics.
Is
and
it dicks?
Philosophy. You know, stuff like that. And I said, well, listen to my show and tell me what you think. And she goes, well, you know, your show is kind of like... When I'm listening to something, I want to get away from that kind of stuff. So I thought I'd listen to you, see what this other show was. And it was amazing.
Then
and
she wanted to get away from that.
I think, you know, Dick Number has a lot of utility. I think that's a really good thing.
Wait, what is Dick Number?
Dick Number is actually what they call in math the product of two multiples.
Well, this is getting interesting.
The factorization of Dick Number, you could say, is the length of a man's dick in inches times its circumference.
So centimeters?
No, in inches.
Oh, okay.
So what you would do is you take a ruler, and then on the top of your dick, you bone press it, it's called. You press the ruler in until it can't go in anymore. This is actually how they measure. So you get a little extra that way, you know, because that's how far you can get it into a woman. You know?
Oh, that makes sense.
So you bone press it, which gives you, you know, another quarter to a half. And then you take a tailor's tape and you wrap that around the thickest part and you get a circumference measure.
And you should be very careful to not use the metal tape measures because that could go really wrong really quickly.
Right. Now, here's the catch.
You hit that retract button?
Yeah. It's not just that simple. You have these two numbers now.
It's never just that simple.
You have to multiply them together.
Oh.
The product of those two is Dick Number.
So who officiates this?
It's kind of like an honor system.
There's a lot of liars out there.
But they used to do like these studies where they would do like measurement to try and get averages. And they would let guys self-measure and then they would have them measured. And, like, when they were measured by somebody else, the average went down by, like, almost an inch.
What if I wanted a challenge?
What do you mean?
Like, if Puke was walking around saying, I got a 41, if I wanted to challenge him, is it my right to remove his pants and get him hard and then measure him?
I don't know.
I feel like that's how we're going to keep each other honest. You know.
I think there
I can't think of any other way.
We need to. Yes, there has to be some way to duel, so to speak, to make sure. That
yeah, dick number can... duel.
Dick duel.
But she thought she said that was great. That dick number. That's so interesting. And you know, you guys just kept talking about it and talking about it, but I never got tired of it.
She said after 27 minutes, it started getting even funnier.
Yeah, that's what she did.
She's like, at
really
first,
funny.
It was kind of funny, and then I got turned off.
Yeah.
But then a half hour later, I was totally back in.
It's like, yeah, what's funny now is their commitment to keeping this going, even though it stopped being funny so long ago. It's like this is a whole other level of comedy.
It would get 100 times funnier if this were the 94th time that we've discussed it on the show over a long period of time.
But for also a long time.
Like, yes,
if it was
for
just
a long
all
time,
we talked
many
about
times.
For the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Really good stuff. Really good stuff. I'm really proud. So, yeah, that was interesting. And at first I was really scared because that show, she listened to the show that Osborne was on,
mm-hmm.
and that was a bad one. I mean, we said a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah, I know. Because Trevor, who we had on the show last week,
yeah.
he's a very nice man with a nice wife and a nice family.
Can
and
you
make
talk
delicious
about
food.
Some more math?
What?
Puke's playing the Beautiful Mind music, apparently.
Oh. I can barely hear the drums.
But nobody knows. No one knows what a Beautiful Mind sounds like. You get that, right?
I just heard it. What?
But nobody knows that's from A Beautiful Mind unless we explain
it. That's true.
And then it kind of kills it.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be things that people know.
Nick, what level?
I can't hear, so I don't know.
Awesome.
So, anyway, this man Trevor was
Trevor.
On the show. And, we, you know, Trevor and I started hanging out, and he knew that we did a show. So a couple days before he was on the show, he chose to listen to the show. And he's a nice family man. And the show he listened to was the most recent one with you and Osborne on.
Mm-hmm.
And he listened to that. And then we talked about his kid with his poopy boots.
So
he brought his wife in to listen, and I just started feeling awful. Like when he told me this story,
uh-huh.
I'm like, oh God, your wife listened too? Did you bring the kids in? And he's like, no. My wife only listened for a few minutes. I don't think she would appreciate the rest of the show.
What?
Yeah. I felt pretty bad.
Tell her a Dartmouth professor likes the show.
Yeah,
a Dartmouth
bitch.
Professor likes the show.
What a show. Does she like Game of Thrones?
I don't know.
Exactly.
His brother doing it with her sister?
Yeah, that's way more foul than anything you've ever done besides watch porn together.
Chicago Fire. Chicago Hope. ER.
Is there incest in all those?
Family Ties.
Common
the Cosby
family?
Show? The,
yeah, exactly. A Different World.
Planet Earth.
Small Wonder.
Wonder Years. I love the Wonder Years.
Do
Who
you
like the Wonder Years?
Never seen it.
I feel like Brett, you're the perfect age for the Wonder Years.
I was.
Did you enjoy it?
I don't know. It made me like when it started. When the show started, I think I was in elementary school.
No. I was in elementary school.
Yes.
Pugh, can you check the years? The Wonder Years. Because I remember being scared. I remember it making me nervous about going to high school.
Yeah, I was in elementary school, too, I think.
All right, so 1988.
Oh, okay, I was two.
Yeah, you caught it in syndication.
I remember watching it when it was still new, but that was like as it was ending.
All right.
93.
So the finale was a big deal.
When the Wonder Years became popular, I was like in sixth, right? So there's a lot of the show that
was that your dick number at the time?
That's an interesting question. Yeah, it was probably.
Pugh, click on Danica McKellar. Sorry. So as a young boy, Winnie Cooper made me feel things in my special places.
Your butt?
Ooh, look at her website. That's a hot website.
It's kind of old.
Hey, everyone go to DanicaMcKellar.com and check out where Whitney Cooper is today.
Winnie Cooper.
Winnie Cooper.
How dare you?
Okay, so when I was in sixth...
What? This bitch sells math books.
The scariest thing for me was going to middle school.
Yeah.
Because in middle school, we were going to have lockers. We had to change classes.
Oh, yeah.
We were going to be going to school. Instead of going to school with just our little town,
mm-hmm.
we were going to be going to school with five other towns.
And the dirty town was coming?
The dirty town
the
was
dirty
coming.
Town.
Yeah.
Dirty
I had to go town. From the nice suburb... to downtown to the middle school with all the people who lived in town.
That's code for black people.
No.
Oh.
Lots of us can avoid the dirty town. Not me.
But yeah, in between... So,
So
in between classes is where you would have all the bad things happen. You watch any TV show or movie,
slam right
punched,
into a locker,
slammed, put in the locker.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then this kid, I'm in seventh, right? And I've been the Wonder Years has been scaring the shit out of me because you've got Nerdy Paul and
poor
Kevin,
Paul.
Yeah, and they're getting picked on by older, tougher kids. And I'm walking down in the hall in middle school, and I'm such a fucking dork. And this kid George Phillips comes up from behind. And he sweeps my feet out from in front of me.
That was
and he goes,
thing.
Oh, what's where you're going, idiot? And I fell flat on my face in the hallway. And I was this little fat dork.
Did you cry?
And yeah, I said George Phillips because you know what, George Phillips? Fuck you. If I ever find you, I'm probably bigger than you are now. You're probably dead. And I'll kill you if you're not.
If this were a movie, you would track down George Phillips. And it turns out he's a peaceful monk who's taken a vow of silence and cut off his dick.
Oh, they cut off their dicks?
Yeah, that's what you have to do to be a monk, right?
And well, if he didn't, I'll cut George dick. Phillips. If you still have your dick, I'm going to cut it off. You've got 6 weeks. I'm coming for you.
6 weeks.
We're doing it as a bit for the show. I'm going to cut off your dick, George Phillips.
Somebody Facebook George Phillips.
Find him.
Suck a dick.
Puke in the gang glass for anyone who finds George Phillips.
Wow. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Glad you're giving away our merchandise that doesn't exist anymore.
We don't have any more.
I think that's fair.
True, yeah.
So, I didn't like The Wonder Years because I would sit there and watch, and I couldn't be like, Dad, this show makes me uncomfortable because I'm afraid to go to middle school, and I'm even 2 years after that, I'm even more scared to go to high school because there's going to be older kids there. And then middle school sucked because everyone was miserable.
Did you have friends?
Yeah, but I don't know. Everything changed when we went from elementary school to middle
school.
The whole
all
social
your elementary
dynamics,
school friends disappear.
A lot of them did. I kept a couple of them. But I got to go in the popular crew because after seventh, I said to my mom, I said, I have to stop dressing like a fag and like poor. We need to go get Polo, J. Crew.
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
These
are the brands
I
need. And I will be able to get in. And my mom got me those clothes and I got in with the popular kids.
See, in
that
seventh,
was so terrible.
Ugh. Before seventh grade, all I cared about was sports.
Sparts.
I had cards, like sports cards.
Me too. I had baseball cards.
Yeah, I had hockey and football.
Me too.
And I love football.
What do you do with them?
You
collect them.
I had football cards
too,
but I kept
off.
Them in a box going, what do I do with these?
No, I would just bring them to school every day. And somehow I would acquire more.
Do you guys look at the stats?
Yeah.
What you do once you reach 33, 5, whatever years old,
uh-huh.
like my coworker Joe has been on the show, is you open your own online store on eBay and Craigslist and sell them and trade them. And
then what do people do with those? I don't
they're
get it.
They're idiots. Because
you
know.
Can't
my
play,
dad,
it's not like playing Pokemon.
They were
them.
Bitcoin no. before Bitcoin.
Yeah, yeah, they all devalued. They're worth nothing now.
Yeah,
my
now.
Dad had a closet full of that shit.
Hmm.
And look where he is now.
I know. So he still rummages through them on occasion.
But no, like in fifth and sixth grade, I would just come into school wearing my Penguins jerseys and my Brett Favre jersey, listening to Notorious B.I.G. And,
Brett Favre?
Yeah. And I would just go home and play Quarterback Club 98 on the Nintendo 64.
Okay.
And GoldenEye. And then I went to junior high, and I'm like, well, a lot of these guys are big. Like, they got big, right? Everyone got big and athletic.
Yeah.
And I wasn't big and athletic.
What were you?
I was tiny.
How big were you?
I never realized how crazy the Jews were.
Tiny? I don't know.
5'3".
What was your body number?
Yeah, it was your body number. That's your height times your waist size.
Divided by your bicep size.
2.5. I don't know. I was a fairly small guy. So I changed it up. What I did is I said to my mom, I need to have fancy clothes because I live in the rich neighborhood.
Mm.
And all my neighbors, all the kids that were in my neighborhood, they were all like popular and I don't know. Dressed fancy. They went to American Eagle
Ooh.
And places like that.
Yeah.
But in the Gap.
The Gap.
And I never been
oh,
to
the Gap.
The
yeah,
Gap.
The Gap.
Oh, the Gap. I hate it. So, I would have hated you.
Abercrombie
no, hold on.
So
I'm not there yet.
Much.
I was so spoiled. And
oh,
my
yeah?
entire life, my grandmother worked for Horns, which turned into Lazarus, which turned into Macy's.
What?
She worked
Is
for
this like the Illuminati
store.
Or something?
She worked for a clothing store.
Oh, okay.
So I would always get all these clothes my entire life, and I hated them because I just wanted sports jerseys. But all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute. Some of these clothes aren't bad. This polo stuff. I'm onto something here.
Yeah.
And Liz Claiborne.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, anything you can find in the department store. But then I got even more spoiled and I got more bitchy about it.
Oh.
I said, no, we have to go to Structure and J. Crew.
Oh, Structure.
And,
yeah.
And United Colors of Benetton.
Ooh.
United.
I don't know. I had to go to the fancy mall.
So I saw this. I remember this United Colors of Benetton ads. They were like the PC diversity thing before college was. College probably was too, but we didn't know about it. United. So one of their ads in a magazine. This is a clothing ad. My dad used to work for them, by the way, in their paint division. Or work with them.
Oh, look at that. They're still
it's
around.
Just a bunch of people around this African guy.
I have that same dress.
So this is the ad. Try Benetton AIDS ad. Let's just see what okay. we get, right? So this is an ad in a magazine. It says the United Colors of Benetton. And there's just a bunch of people surrounding a bed where a guy is dying of AIDS. Yep, there it is.
That's images. No. Oh, that is depressing.
Am I looking for a video?
Yep. That's a fucking ad. That is an ad. A guy dying of AIDS. AIDS.
All Remember right, here AIDS? Here we go. It's thinking.
Nick, why don't you weigh in on AIDS?
AIDS, yes or no? Shout. AIDS.
Yes.
What do you like about it?
I don't know. Here it's giving us a quilt.
Time presents, apparently.
So, I started wearing all these fancy clothes. I also got a gold necklace chain.
What?
And a ring, like puke.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are we still watching that?
It's not a tragic picture at all. Even if it is.
I think this is about the ad. Yeah. Not the ad.
Sorry.
So that's all right. But, yeah, so I did dress very preppy for like a year and a half, and then I made a bunch of friends and stopped caring how I dressed.
So did they sell clothes for like for AIDS patients?
No, jeans? See, this is the thing, because I was like, I remember when I saw that, I was like 11 or 12, and I was like, AIDS? Really? Tits? Black tits with white baby?
Well, white baby.
Like, how does that happen?
They were ahead of the time.
Yeah, they did all this crazy shit. So, I don't know. I didn't really see that as a viable brand.
This is a butt that says HIV positive on it.
Exactly. So,
the fuck?
You know, if you wear that to school in a very... Yeah, exactly. I mean, they say, Brett,
I just wore
Benetton,
nice sweaters.
Isn't that like the black tit AIDS umbilical cord baby clothes? And I was... Or the fucking African dumpster clothes? African dumpster
this
baby.
Is a photo of like African 1,000 people baby. In Africa.
Yeah. Now, are they getting... What, now, I think that might be a train car, actually.
It's got to
make
be,
more
it's
sense.
Like, or like a dump truck bed, because it's way too high off the ground.
Now, this just isn't really attractive as clothing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're like, Michael Jacksoning that black baby.
Right, I'm not going to look at this ad and be like, I got to go buy some expensive clothes. I'm going to be like, fuck, I need to go to Walmart.
Exactly.
Or
Salvation Army.
Salvation Army, yeah.
Maybe this was like early sort of like left-wing guilting.
What do they call that? Posturing or...
Well, you're spending $80 for our clothes, our shirt. How's your $80 shirt? Well, an African baby is being pulled out of a dumpster as you put it on. As you check out with your Visa card, don't you know that African babies are in dumpsters?
It'll really help if you start wearing contact lenses and frost your tips.
Yeah. Don't you know that a guy is dying of AIDS and his dad is sad? You should be more socially conscious.
Virtue signaling, that's the term I was looking for.
This is really, this is just very upsetting.
So how did you get yourself through junior high?
I don't even remember. I honestly feel like I blocked most of it out.
Did you ever get beat up or anything? Or
no.
Bullied?
Bullied, I would say, a little bit. I learned how
Besides
to...
Besides by Jerry or Gary or whatever his name was.
George fucking Phillips, Exeter, New Hampshire. If I have more information, I'll bring it the next time I'm on the show. Puke's writing show notes. Put in George Phillips, Exeter, New Hampshire, please. We're going to find that fuck and cut off his dick.
Tune in next week when I get sued for defamation.
I honestly don't remember too much about it. Like I just have these little flashes. I remember in seventh grade we would do this thing where we would make each other pass out, and I wanted to be cool.
The pass out game.
Yeah, and I wanted to be cool, so I let
Chokey
do it.
That's where you do the breathing.
Yeah, and they press on your chest.
You passed out.
Yeah, you faint.
Every kid does this.
I've never done it.
Let's do it during the break.
No, it's too dangerous.
I don't want to do it. Did you do it?
Yeah.
You fainted on purpose.
Yeah. Never worked for me.
What do you mean it never worked? You just said
I
you
never
did it.
No, I did it with other people, but I didn't faint.
You've never fainted.
I've never fainted.
Brett, you fainted.
Extremely talented.
Yeah, and see, so when you wake up, everyone's going, oh, man, you did it, and you feel cool. And I was a fucking dork.
But how did it feel in real life?
I never did it. But
no. And I remember I was doing some... No, it felt scary. It was a scary thing. And then one day in reading class, I was doing a drawing. I don't know why I was in reading class. Probably
because
I was a drawing. And the teacher comes up.
Funny.
She's reading some gay book. And she comes up and she sees that I'm doing this elaborate drawing. It was like on two pieces of paper and I taped them together so I could have like this massive landscape. I forget what it was. Probably like cities, like a city I was drawing. Like I used to like to draw buildings.
Yeah.
And she comes and she rips it up right in front of me. And
hey,
I
bitch.
Was so pissed. I had worked on it for so long.
So wow. What'd you do?
Yeah.
Did you punch her?
No, I didn't do anything. I just sat there in shame. And I remember every day in math class, Mrs. Souza, I'm coming for you too, bitch.
She would call on
me. She would call on me when she knew I wasn't paying attention. And a whole class of like 35 kids would just stare at me going, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. And you'd have to admit it. It was the most awful thing ever. I
wow,
wanted to
that
cut
sounds
my
pretty
dick
traumatic.
Off. Yeah, it was awful. It was awful. Years later, I started a podcast called School Sucks because I was
yeah,
so pissed.
Yeah, tell us about that, Brett.
Anyway.
I don't think it was that traumatic for me. When did you start
so
hanging out with...
So I do a show too, folks.
Girls.
The first girl I ever kissed was black. And
get
was
out!
Seventh or eighth. And she kissed me in a van. We were going to the mall. I think I was in seventh or eighth. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, I just made out with a chick. And then later we hung out in her room, and her like little cousin was sitting on the floor. And she was like, finger me and look at my tits.
What?
Yep. And I was in eighth. And then I was definitely in eighth when that happened. And she goes, let me see your dick.
Well, did you see her tits?
Yeah. And I fingered her. And then she looked at my dick and touched it a little bit. And
she said, that's my number.
I can't even imagine what my dick looked like then.
Ah, suck a dick!
I love that drop. So anyway, then my mom came to pick me up at this black girl's little house, right? And my mom was not happy because she knew what was going on. She was like, the mother was like totally out to lunch. This
she was like,
mom.
You don't mix with them mud people.
No, that's... Why does my mom sound black?
That's what
my mom was white.
I don't know.
She would say,
aren't you from Alabama?
Listen,
this is all very confusing.
No, Brett, I want you to stay away from them.
Oh.
Okay, that's the other side
she
of town.
She picked up some traits from your grandmother.
You take the school bus home after school. You don't get on bus number 3 and go to Blackie Town. She was the only black girl I ever saw. Like at
oh,
that
really?
Age. Yeah, well, maybe there was like two.
Very exciting and exotic.
yeah. So I looked at her tits, fingered her, showed her my dick. And my mom gets there to pick me up, and the black girl's mom says, oh, yeah, they're up in her bedroom. And my mom goes,
oh, no.
She starts yelling through the house, Brett. So I come downstairs. She goes, get in the car. So I go home. She goes, I don't like that at all. I don't like what's happening. I don't think that's good. I realized later it was probably because she was black.
Wow.
But maybe not. I don't
know. We need to interview your mom.
I don't think so. My mom is really
Karen.
Tolerant. Yeah.
She's
Karen.
Karen.
I don't know. My parents are against interracial marriage as part of that church fucking shit they went to.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, you'll get stronger genes that way, they say, if you
I don't know, but
mix races.
Jesus or something. I don't fucking know.
But, of course, if you don't believe that, you can say that race is just a social construct.
So my dad is like the hardest core Republican ever, or conservative. Mm-hmm. And
but
I think he is the least
douche,
racist
like
human being on the planet.
Maybe. Nick, how racist are your parents?
None.
All right, well,
fact, didn't church teach him to be racist?
No, dad sat me down and said, son, it concerns me how racist you're becoming.
Why?
Was this last week?
Oh, I don't know. Because I would make jokes about the only black kid in school or something.
That's not very nice.
What does he think about the turn you've taken with the show where you say there's drops of you saying the N-word?
Oh, he doesn't care about that. I don't know. Have him right in.
In elementary school, I thought you could, if you were black, you had to have a cool name. I knew two black kids. Tyrell and Mondo.
Mondo?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good name.
Then I went to junior high, and I met Cheese.
Cheese?
His real name was Justin. But everyone called
he used to write about cheese. Cheese?
Cheese.
Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously it was a nickname.
Yeah.
My friend's nickname was Cheesy Chicken.
I don't like that at all.
Too long for a nickname.
Yeah.
Nickname should be like
I bet his real name was shorter.
Nickname should be like one syllable.
Brandon?
Yeah, Brandon. Cheesy Chicken's even longer.
I know. So call your local.
I want to go to break, and then when I come back, I want to hear about Nick and Puke's junior high school experiences.
Negative.
Ooh.
What do you mean negative? When we come back, we're doing the news with Andrew quiz.
Oh.
Let's talk about PCO.
Yeah, that's PCO for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Well, whatever.
So you're, listeners.
You're in charge of the show, I guess.
If you want to hear Andrew fail at the news, you got to buy a PCO.
Yeah. And check your PayPal for fuck's sake, folks. Got a lot of people don't realize their shit's fucked.
Yeah, that's
Thank
really
you.
Frustrating.
We appreciate
when that
everybody
happens.
Who signs up for the private channel lounge, speakofthegang.com/VIP.
I just want to say something before we go to break, if I can.
It'll be 30 minutes long.
Everybody's working hard behind the scenes here at Puke and the Gang. Nick runs the stream and makes sure the quality control is controlled.
I feel like you're going to fail at
Andrew's on, Andrew's on the boards. One of the reasons why the show sounds so great is that Andrew runs the boards. Now, most people
and
who
I don't
run
even
the
have a
boards,
mic sock.
Shh. Most people who run the boards during the show, they aren't participating in the show. You know, they're just these one-tricks.
Yeah.
But Andrew participates in the show. He adds value to the show while he keeps everyone's levels going. Sometimes the drops are at all different volumes, and Andrew
Almost
fixes
always.
That.
Yeah.
Puke is a master of the drops. And, you know, this all just happens for you on the audio, on the listening end. This is all just seamless. It just seems like this comes into your ears with zero effort. But I sit here in this fourth seat just in awe of what these guys do every time I'm here. And, you know, the problem with running a subscription service to support a show is that people are always dropping out. People's circumstances change.
Yeah.
They change banks. And
they get circumcised.
If they even have a problem with their debit card, PayPal just cancels their support of your project. It happens to me all the time. So if you do have the means, and if you don't have $5 a month that you can give to these guys, like if you can't spare $5 a month, you fucking suck. You're a loser. So if you're over, like, you know, 16,
unless you've given us $5 a month for years previously, then you're
fine.
You can skate through.
If you can do it and you
Roll
have done
it,
mm-hmm. you're okay. But like if you're like, oh god, I don't know, $5 a month, jeez, that would you're awful. But everybody else should do it because you should assume that people who have been supporting the show over time, more and more of them drop out. So you got to drop in and say, thanks, guys. Here's my five.
Thanks, guys. Here's my five and my dick number.
Yeah.
And on that note, take five.
Yelling.
Former Top Gear host, something Hammond?
Richard Hammond?
Yes.
Richard Hammond.
It was blanked today.
Stabbed?
Moited.
Shot? Killed?
Raped. Wrecked.
I fucking hope not.
He's okay.
Wait. Oh!
What the fuck happened to Hammond?
He's okay after a fiery
crash? How does he constantly crash in horrible, horrific crashes?
On a hill climb.
Oh!
Jesus, that poor son of a bitch. Whoa!
So, Brett, this was the guy I was telling you how
oh
he crashed.
Oh, my God. That doesn't look like he'd be okay.
I was telling you how he crashed the dragster at 300 miles an hour and got brain damage and went and had, like, a stroke.
Oh, wait. So, he's the guy on the show with the hat, right? The little guy.
Yeah, the little guy.
Jeremy Clarkson tweeted, it was the biggest crash. Wait a minute. It was the biggest crash I've ever seen. I can't do it.
That was good.
It was the biggest crash I've ever seen, and the most frightening, but incredibly and thankfully, Richard seems to be mostly okay.
That's crazy.
And on that bombshell.
Is there video of it? I wish there was video.
There is.
There probably is.
Because it was during filming of the new Amazon show, The Grand Tour.
Welcome back to Puke and the Gang. This is hour two. I am a new man, now cohabitating with the humans. I'm joined by Puke, Andrew, and sweet, sweet, precious Nick. Nick, I took Nick to the future with me. Nick, what did you think of the future? The new world. Did you like it? Nick is shy.
Why am I the only one you ever talked to?
Because you're a god in the future. So no, I took you there to see statues of yourself.
I mean, there were just a whole bunch of cars
except they were burrowing cars.
You are new, Nick. Speak and accept your new identity as new Nick. Were you surprised that I lied to you about the statues and they also included your butthole with a reflecting pool in between your head and your butthole?
That was a feat of reflecting pool balancing if I've ever seen one.
Yes, I... In the future, we new men go and sniff your butthole in the statue. Our olfactory capabilities have been disabled.
Right.
But we do it as sort of a gesture.
I forgot to check if there was powder.
It's for good luck.
Yes. We are all new men now. This is the future. This is the future from when I started talking. Time is elusive. Okay. I'm from the future. My, Nick.
Goodbye. Oh, no. I'm having some kind of, sound problem. Oh, no. I don't... Hold on. I have to do some repairs. I know, sometimes my battery also dies, and, that's unfortunate. Ah! Everything seems to be fixed. I am new, man. All right. Bye.
Well, that was fun.
Hour two.
Very, very fun. Brett, why do you like that shit so much?
Well, hold on. Let's think of some other bits that we've done a lot of, and let's do them again.
Okay.
Oh, new man will be part of the show for, I think, a while, right?
How does that make you feel, Nick?
Oh, it's pretty good. Everyone loves it.
There, I fixed your... levels. Sorry.
Now that the board's all fucked up.
No, I unfucked it.
You
fucked it. What do you like least about New Man?
What do I like least?
Yeah.
No, I don't
it wasn't your
anything,
idea.
I don't think there's anything least to like about it.
Now, here's
New Man's very good, just as Old Man was good. Old Man is dead, right?
Yeah.
Long live his Old Man.
Who do you like better, Old Man or New Man?
Old Man.
Why?
He was the original man.
Mm.
Right?
He was the quite a man. Story.
He was Jesus.
Jesus wasn't the first man.
Close enough.
You don't like new man's take charge attitude? Old man seemed to be kind of a victim of everything.
I think they're both great.
All right. Well, I'd just like to get your input.
Yeah, new man's positive. He's taken the world by storm.
He's a go-getter.
Yeah, exactly. He sniffs those butts. And he's not afraid of that.
And there's going to be like spin-off characters, too.
Oh,
new,
really?
New Chinaman, new Black sure. Man. Yeah, they're all coming.
Are there any non-new characters coming up in the future?
That is a new.
This is like, new. That is a new character.
Oh.
So,
before the break, we're talking about Andrew in middle school and such, and you had questions.
I was just trying to talk about all of us in middle school, but I was the one who kept rambling on about.
Because you have stories.
Benetton. I got lots of stories. I can fill many, many shows with 7th grade, and then 8th grade, and then 9th grade. I can just keep going. my heyday was behind me, obviously. So
your day of hay.
In 7th.
Yeah.
That's when he peaked?
I think so. No. Puke.
Andrew.
What was middle school like for you? Had you been arrested by then?
No, that was 11th grade.
You got arrested?
Yeah, talked about it on the show.
I feel like we've had this exact same discussion where
many times.
You asked that, and then Puke said we talked about it on the show,
and then
he explained it to you.
So I'll just recap real quick in case
bomb threats.
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
Really,
he
it was
did
just
Columbine.
Yeah, I killed a lot of kids.
That's fucked, man. You did a bomb threat?
Not really. What I said was, because I was angry because the stupid principal made me turn one of my shirts inside out because he didn't like it, and he thought that he had told me that he had told me not to wear it before, but he hadn't. I was angry. Went to English class, told a friend I was going to blow this place to hell if they fucked with me anymore, and the teacher overheard that. And she said, why'd you say that? Now I have to turn you in. I said, you didn't have to hear it. And she said, I did hear it. And I was, so I went to jail because America.
How long were you in jail?
3 days.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Then I went to court.
Was it jail?
It was juvie.
What was it like?
A lot of hard surfaces.
Mm-hmm. Sounds familiar.
Yeah. There was no cages, right?
Did you go on a hunger strike?
No.
Oh.
I did eat their horrid food.
Yeah.
It was boring as fuck, so I volunteered to like clean floors and stuff.
Oh, you were allowed to do something?
Yeah. I wasn't just stuck in the cell the whole time, but it was still boring as hell. Couldn't see anything out the windows. It was a lot of crying and very scared times. Wished I had a ball to bounce off the wall.
Yeah.
That would have been the
when
best thing
I was in jail, I wanted nothing more in the world than a bouncy ball.
Because they're just empty walls and floors. And you're like, I can bounce a ball all day long.
But I wanted to cover the toilet before I threw the bouncy ball.
Oh, see, we didn't have a toilet
that
in
makes
the cells.
It more fun.
I wasn't allowed out of the cell, so I had to have a toilet. But it didn't have a lid.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't think we had toilets.
Did it have a seat?
In general, you didn't have toilets.
It was one of those silver bullets. Where the back of it's the sink?
There was a toilet in the jail, not in the cell.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
The worst part was that they would come in and check like once an hour and flick on the lights and like, God, you couldn't fucking sleep. Mm-hmm. It was horrid. Mm-hmm. It was cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty certain there was jizz all over the walls.
Oh.
There was some sort of stains, and that was my best guess.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I was in jail. Push-ups and jizz.
That'd be jizzing in front of people,
and
though.
Jizz, not push-ups in jizz. All right. Clarify.
Jizz-ups.
Jizz-ups.
Yeah. You do a push-up until you jizz.
Mm.
That's how it works.
Mm.
I shared a cell for a day and a half with a black kid. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of questions.
Yeah?
That was
Wait, you had a lot of questions? Or
no,
he
did.
Oh, good.
Obviously, I didn't fucking want to talk to anybody. Oh. Like, I didn't care.
What did he say? Like, what kinds of things did you guys talk
nothing
about?
Nothing I recall interesting.
Because when I was in jail, the one time when I was in solitary, kind of, I could talk to people, but I couldn't see them.
Oh, really?
And I just thought, like,
that's not very solitary.
This is how prison love starts.
Did you and the black kid, like, fold laundry together and you refused to talk to him, but he kept talking to you and using, like, his charm to go, come on, man, let's talk. You know, I understand your races, but I'm black and I come from a place, and just because we different doesn't mean that, you know, we couldn't share a laugh if I told you a sexual story while we fold laundry and shit.
Just because we ain't brothers doesn't mean we ain't brothers.
Put your mouth on the curb!
Look, you motherfucker. I had sex
later.
One time,
that scene.
And a girl was like, you ever had that? See, whether you're black or white, you get the girl to go, now we're friends.
It all pink on the inside.
Right.
There was no laundry to be folded.
This is from American History X.
Oh, my God! He got it!
I think I nailed that dude's voice.
Should we?
Yes, I'm a absolutely. Black man.
Right. Yeah, we're going to say
that's exactly what he said.
Yeah, you know, I'm in jail and shit.
It sounded like he was doing the intro to a funk song from the late 70s.
Puke, pull that clip.
Oh.
I just like to make sure that Nick, your quality control, I want to make sure that the things I'm doing are accurate.
All right.
Quoting movies is not good. But,
well, Nick, while he's...
But none of that's a real movie quote.
While he's sourcing this clip with Brett's help.
Okay. He's done.
Oh.
Edward what? Norton staring at the black kid.
Come on,
because he was sniffing laundry.
You know what that smells like, right?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Don't tell me this smell doesn't remind you of a woman.
Yeah, a woman. Butthole.
God, I miss the smell, man.
It's a man's butt, but it smells like a woman to me because I've been in jail for a while.
At least I got to go home every night and lie down.
I didn't get it perfectly. I'm sorry, Nick. I shouldn't have done that.
So, all right. So, Puke, what was junior high like for you?
I don't.
What's the matter, Nick? Bring another fucking topic then.
I know. Nick is making a face like, you see this?
I have
it means
several.
Not welcome.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to lift my shirt up and my nipples are still taped from earlier.
Still? Why? Are they in swastikas? Is that what you do? Is that what you can do that next time?
That gives me a great idea right before I finish the race to take my shirt off. And my nipples are taped, but they're taped in swastikai.
Swast nipples.
Do you have fitness goals?
What do you mean?
Do you have, like, fitness goals, like target weight or
yeah, I have kind to of... run faster.
Down.
Is that all you care about? Is that...
Yeah, pretty much.
So why are you working on your buys?
I don't know.
Because he's bi.
So you have some kind of fitness goal. Is it
it's not
aesthetic?
A goal.
Okay. I'm just...
Stop scratching.
I don't know, Brett.
I'm into fitness psychology. I want to know what you're trying
all
to do.
All I know is that there's a machine and it says do this motion. I go, okay. I do the motion until my arms can't do it anymore. And there's a man on the elliptical near me and he's probably looking at me going, and I always think that the guys on the ellipticals are looking at me. I don't like it.
You know what's annoying? It was like 5 years ago when I was going to the gym all the time. You guys just made fun of me.
Yeah.
And now?
Now what?
Who's going to the
Who
gym
Who made
all the time?
Fun of you?
Nick's going to the gym.
Andrew did.
Did I?
Yeah, you guys would go play racquetball.
I just don't like the locker room.
You'd be like, I saw you get you were wearing shorts so I could see your balls or something. I remember that.
I saw you in shorts.
Your balls are showing.
Right. And now I'm the lazy fat man. Not going to the gym.
Speaking of that, after the show, Nick, we gotta lift the buys.
No, I already was in the woods all day today, and I
lifting.
I was
buys?
Looking for rocks, and I found a big log, and I did my buys using a huge log.
Now, why were you in the woods today?
Exactly, I haven't even gotten to it because of middle school.
Okay,
all right, fine. We can do the middle school another time. I just wanted to be inclusive about it.
Puke. How was middle school?
Terrible.
Exactly.
Moving on. I failed Spanish class 3 times.
Sorry.
Wow.
Puke.
Yeah,
from 0
Spanish.
To 10,
uh-huh.
How much do you want to talk about your middle school experience?
10.
Okay.
Suck it. 10 to the bottom, right? Like the bottom of a hill.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait. That wouldn't even make sense at the bottom of a hill.
1's the top. You're number 1. I don't want it. That's when you talk. It's at the top.
Oh, so 1. For
you can't
like,
talk till you climb the hill?
Like first place is at
it's
the top
the,
of the hill.
It's the opposite of the crater of jokes. The mountain of topics starts at 1 at the top, and that's the most, and 10's at the bottom. So I'm at the bottom. I'm going to have to climb that hill to get to number 1. I don't want to do that.
That's the only reason I sigh toward Andrew, because I know
Peak
doesn't give a shit, and he doesn't want to talk about
it. Well, I don't really have any stories.
All
that's
right,
the problem.
Then fine. Just say that and then pass.
I know there was some fucking cunt that taught Spanish that I hated her fucking face, and she I would say crap, and she
what's her name? We'll cut off her dick.
Yeah. I don't remember. That's the problem. I don't remember. Like, I really have a bad time remembering my past. I think it's because I hate it so much. I blank it out.
To be
or
fair,
I'm just
the,
bad at it.
The yeah. Spanish teachers' names were Senorita Margarita Naomi Margarita Senorita.
They were not. This was some crotchety white lady in Arkansas. So,
what was your name in Spanish? What was your name?
Jaime.
James
Jaime. Oh. No. Wait, really?
Jaime was my Jewish uncle's name.
That's James in Spanish is Jaime.
I know, but we could pick whatever we wanted.
Hyman?
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah,
Hyman, you idiot.
I was Helmut.
Helmut?
In German.
Oh. Helmut. What? That's not Spanish. You said Spanish.
I took German. I'm just saying that was my German name.
What's something you remember from German? Say something in German.
Wir alle wohnen in einem gelben U-Boat.
But say it like a stupid German, like a funny German.
You have to say it like
wir gumen.
Wir alle wohnen in einem gelben U-Boat.
Yeah. You have to say, no, Germans are like, if I know I can tell you U-Boat.
That's when they're angry.
They're Beatles.
They're always angry.
When they're not angry, they sound like kind of insane but silly. Like kind of silly, insane, gay.
Yes, I have system stakes.
Yeah. What other things do you like?
Was ist los?
Yeah.
What now? The only real memory I have from middle school was that we were on a band trip once, and there were girls at the back of the bus. We were going from football game. I was in the marching band, and they had for some reason the kids are dumb, and they wrote on a sign that says honk if you love us. They might have been cheerleaders even. And one man, he loved them because he was jerking off.
What? Ooh, driving, that's awesome.
He was driving beside the bus, and like all of a sudden we hear like the girls are like, ah! And I look over because I was actually on that side of the bus, and that guy was just driving like,
oh,
that
is such
and
a
then
cool
like,
story.
And then he like fucking whipped his dick back in his pants and drove away real quick, and all the kids were yelling and at the chaperone. And
his earthworm was out.
Oh yeah, I saw turtle peen.
That's not illegal.
Oh, that is so.
I wonder if it is illegal.
I think it's probably pretty illegal.
No, you're in your own car. It's the girl's fault if it looked in.
Yeah, I don't. I'm pretty certain. Nick?
It's just such a like a take charge of the road kind of move. I mean, there aren't enough stories about guys beating off to high school kids.
really. I mean, it's
well, you could solve that if you wanted to, Brett.
I could.
Well, you're right. We need way more Tad Cummins.
Yeah, Tad Cummins.
He was not doing that.
Yeah, you don't think it started that way?
You don't think he was beating off to that high school girl?
You don't think he'd be under his desk?
Why would he be beating off to her if they were having sex?
Because you're not looking at the whole progression.
Yeah, there was a lot of history behind that sex.
Right. First he goes, I think I like that girl in my class, but I'm an old man. Oh, I'm going to beat off.
No. I'm totally pro-Tad.
And then like a month goes by of him doing that. He goes, oh, she's in this class with me right now. I should try it. I should try beating off to her. Like,
was class in the fucking Middle Ages?
No,
in the
he
dungeon?
Said he was an old man. And I was trying to be a dungeon.
No, I'll sit at my desk and I'll say, "All right, everybody, here's your assignment." And then, while they're all doing that, I'll beat off to her in class. And then he's like, "I'm tired of beating off to her in class. I've got cum on my desk. I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna ask her out on a date, and then I'll kidnap her." I'll ask her out on a date first, and maybe we'll go out on 3 dates, and then I'll ask her to leave the state with me. That'll be pretty good. So, and then maybe we'll get married, even though I'm 50 and stupid and fat, and she's 12. Oh, maybe she's 14. Maybe I should just jerk off with a handful of thumbtacks. Maybe that's what I deserve. That's what my dad would say. He was always so mean. He said, "Tad, what are you ever going to accomplish with a name like Tad Cummins?" And I said, "Well, why'd you name me that then, Dad?"
Should have changed my last name.
You said we'd always be close. Tad and Dad. They rhyme. Sorry, fucking stop. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you for indulging me, everyone. Thank you.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Tad Cummins came up, and we got to
So some guy beating off in his car in traffic with Puke's bus.
That's right. Cheerleaders. That's awesome.
So is that the only good story?
I fucking knew I'm going to come.
We had a drop there from Tad. Yeah, there's really nothing else in middle school. I don't remember anything.
Hey, when Tad Cummins gets out of jail.
Oh, I got pantsed once.
Fuck, yeah.
Boxers?
Yeah, I think so. I was wearing boxers.
Did they come down too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I think it was a fire alarm went off. I was wearing sweatpants. They might have been track pants. I don't remember. Maybe sweatpants. And, one of the dick kids, I don't even remember, like, why. I think it was just, like, going around. The kids are doing that. And they just pulled the pants down. I was like, "God damn," and pulled them back up. Was embarrassed. And everybody's like, "Oh, my God." And the teacher ran over. And she's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't give a shit."
What? The
teacher. Like, whatever. Man. Yeah.
This is why I never wore anything but jeans or slacks. I never wore sweatpants or gym shorts or anything.
I have never worn anything without a belt in public since then. Like, I learned my lesson.
Yeah,
ain't nobody getting my fucking rape pants off but me, mister.
Oh, I did wear those snap pants a couple times.
I had one of those. I wore them constantly, and I had girls jerk me off into them.
What?
Nothing. That was in high school, though, not middle school.
Wow.
How many girls jerked you off during high school?
One.
How many girls touched your dick in high school?
Zero.
I don't know why. How did they jerk you off,
then? Were they wearing a rubber glove?
One, I guess. Yeah, whatever.
And you just...
My mom's listening. Shut up.
You just went in your pants and then had to just walk around like that?
Yes.
How many people had you had sex with by the end of high school?
None.
Really?
Really?
How about you?
No. Have you seen my face? I haven't sex
with one.
One? I think I was two, maybe two.
You were 2 years old?
No, so here was my
Tad
problem.
Tad Cummins raped you?
Yes, puke.
I dated a lot of girls throughout like junior high and high school and started like in sixth grade. But I would always fall in love with like the girl from the montage in the high school movie as she walks down the hall and her hair's blowing in the wind. So I never cared about whatever girl I was dating.
The hallway wind.
You'd always be looking for something better.
Yeah. Like one time. Summer before eighth grade, there used to be this thing. It was like a county fair, but it was called the farm show because we had the fair and the farm show, and the farm show had more rides.
Not the right music for the farm show.
No.
Sorry.
So, we used to love going to the farm show.
Farm show! Go ahead.
Farm show.
Farm show, farm show, farm show.
I need wrestle my pigs.
A little bit faster. That shirt is a good-looking pig.
That was actually the point of the farm show, is to bring your farm animals. But there were rides
for
the kids.
It's like a dog or a cat show. You raise your animal, and if it's a good-looking animal.
So I just remember.
Sounds like it could be the name of one of those sex moves, like Cleveland Steamer. The farm show.
The farm show?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring my dick to the farm show.
I remember my friend Mickey and I, we were coming to terms with our sexuality as young 13 and 14-year-olds.
You, with each other?
Mickey,
no.
Male?
Mickey, yes. Man.
But you were talking to each other about.
Yeah.
That's like, gay.
We would talk to each other about girls.
You were like, I'll fuck you in the butt if you fuck me in the butt.
No. That's still gay.
So, if you no, talk this to is like the first time in life where you're actually talking about girls, and Mickey was somebody I was comfortable with talking about girls that I liked without him, like, making fun of me to that girl.
Mangled hot dogs.
It's really uncomfortable to talk about that stuff.
Yeah. No, it absolutely was back then. It was very dangerous, too, because all of our friends were assholes, and we would just embarrass each other. Like, if someone liked a girl, we'd walk down the hallway and push our friend into that girl as hard as we could.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And or yell something.
Or you'd get asked in that Spanish class in middle school, what does 69 mean? Because you sat in the dick kid's chair and you didn't realize it? And they were making, the pecking
dick,
on you or whatever?
The dick kid? Like you sat it was on an asshole. A dick?
No.
Oh.
In a chair.
And you asked what 69 meant in Spanish?
No, the kid asked me. I don't know what they were talking about, but I remember it. And I was like.
Seis tenta nueve?
And I was just like, I don't know what's a number. And they were all like, you don't know what it means. I was like, no, I don't. I don't care. I was the chubby kid that was going to murder somebody for sure. They could tell.
So there we were in line in line for the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Yeah,
me and Mickey.
Tot in here. Can we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're in line for the Tilt-A-Whirl, and we're just waiting in line and kind of looking out at the constant flood of people walking
Puke
by.
Coming off the Tilt-A-Whirl?
No.
That'd be funny.
And we're just talking about whatever. Then all of a sudden, all the noise, the hubbub, the shouting and laughing, the ride noises, it all stops. And it's very dark out. It's nighttime, but there's bright lights. And all the lights dim. And then all of a sudden, a spotlight shines down from space. At the bottom of that spotlight was this girl wearing jean shorts and a tucked-in white T-shirt.
Ooh.
She was blonde. And I just said, oh, my God, Mickey, look at that blonde girl over there. He's like, wow, that blonde chick is hot. So then her name became Blonde Chick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like time froze for a moment while I stared at my Winnie Cooper, right? A blonde Winnie Cooper. And I think for the next, like the entire summer, we just talked about that girl. And then Mickey went on to ninth grade at the high school.
Wait, you talked about the girl, but you didn't know who it was, and she disappeared after that moment.
Yeah, pretty much.
We had a public fair. You know.
Yeah, we were in line. And we were going to talk to her. So, anyway, Mickey went off to ninth grade, and...
You were held back?
No, I was a year behind him.
Oh.
So I went to eighth grade, which was junior high, second year in junior high.
Okay.
Seventh and eighth grade. First day, junior high, walking through the halls, I'm like, man, this really sucks. All my friends are in high school now. And then all of a sudden, in the flow of people walking by in this overcrowded school, the seas of people parted. And down the hall, a spotlight again.
Yeah.
There was Blonde Chick. Who I later learned.
Hold on. There's no way I can find any music faster. What am I supposed to play?
Something the same song. I don't know.
So
I have to get to my nerd class.
So there she was, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I saw her. And then every day at that same time, going to that same class, I would see her. And it'd be the highlight of my day. And I never talked to her. I learned her name eventually. Oh. Her name is Brittany Kobler.
Let's call her.
She's been married for a very long time.
Let's call her.
Because then, a year later, I'm hanging out with my friend Aaron, and we're going to a haunted house together. And Aaron's mom was a haircutstress, a Barbara, if you will.
Yeah, sure.
And Aaron's mom, very cool lady, Laura, she brought her friend, who was also a Barbara, and her friend brought her daughter. And guess who her daughter was?
The girl.
Yeah. And we went to a haunted house. And guess who her daughter held on to for dear life in the haunted house?
Andrew.
Yeah. Best night of my life. Peaked at 13. 14.
Bottom line, dude. Did you come?
No.
That's because you weren't wearing the snap-on pants.
We did hang out after that, and I took her for a ride in my four-wheeler. That was fun. And then we were friends through high school. But nothing ever happened because she dated some guy that she later married.
No.
Married a guy she dated in high school.
There it is. Is this a teen movie?
This is a song? Teen song, yes.
I got like 12 of them.
So anyway, that's my Yeah. So yeah. I'll shut up now, Nick. Go ahead.
You saw women. Congrats.
It was a big deal when you were 13. That was a very impactful moment on my life.
How many times did you jerk to it?
Oh, still do today.
Gross.
12-year-old girl. No.
But you're 12 in the jerks.
That'd be fine. I was 13.
You're 13, she's 12. But in your jerks, Jesus. You can be 13.
Yeah.
You can be any age you want. I'm 6 in some of my jerks.
Ooh, I'm usually 90.
Yeah.
Be any age in your jerks.
I feel like
do you really ever do that? Do you ever like envision yourself at a different age?
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes I'm just
I should try this.
I'm just a dick floating in formaldehyde and like the lab technicians are playing with
you're
it.
You're like Nixon from Futurama, yeah. But just a dick?
No. It's not even they're like, oh, here's a dick and we're supposed to inject it with this fluid, this agent.
And on the outside is some painter's tape with your dick number written on it?
Yeah.
That way they can identify it. And put it in the right shelf.
But it's also so far into the future where for some reasons dicks have become smaller. They've like devolved.
Oh, no. Oh.
So they're like, oh, here's one of the earlier ones when they had respectable dick numbers. But it's also like dick number is huge. It is like they figured it was the key to understanding so much of the human biological
world. Yeah, well, it became
world.
A measure of intelligence. And the lower the number,
absolutely.
The more intelligent you were.
Right. Dick number. Nick, go ahead.
I guess I danced with a girl in middle. That was it.
Yeah.
Now, you had a boner.
Oh. And I spent all of eighth grade trying to dance with this other girl. She finally gave in to get rid of me. That was pretty great. But you know how much a girl doesn't like you by the time... So, the end of a song, I don't know if you've ever heard a song before. It starts winding down. And then, if they like you... I can't hear anything. If they like you, they'll hold on for like until the end of the song. If they don't like you, they let go as soon as it starts winding down.
They shove off.
So normally I just got let go of as it started winding down. And by normally I mean all of the one time in eighth.
So
good story.
Yay.
Nick, at what point? So what? For a long time, boners were very embarrassing, right?
Yeah.
Like, you'd be cuddling with a girl, and you get a boner, and they're like, oh, God, what do I do? Right? So that happened for a long time, and eventually, you got to a point in your life where you're like, oh, I have a boner. How about that? Right?
No.
No? You still embarrassed
about
boner?
Why would you go, how about that?
How about that?
How about that?
Why would, I would just be like, no, I don't know. I wouldn't do anything.
So, you're not proud of your boners now?
Proud of them? No.
Oh.
I am.
Yeah, me too.
Who am I to be proud of?
Well, because over time you realize when you get a boner and you're like very close with a woman, there's a reason you're very close with her, so she takes it as a compliment, and then nice things happen.
I thought you meant I'm alone and I have a boner and I'm proud of it.
Right, like every morning we got to piss real bad.
I'm alone. I've with got my a boner, but I'm proud as I can be.
That song is by Kansas.
So, I don't think it was.
No, Journey. I'm sorry. That was by Journey.
So,
I'm alone. I've got a boner. Wait, what's going on?
I'm getting to a point.
Andrew's okay. Playing.
My first boner experience was during this song.
Oh, cool.
In 2009?
Your first boner?
That's when this video was uploaded.
Yeah, because YouTube didn't exist when I was in sixth grade, you motherfucker.
Oh, and he says you're making it...
Yeah. So it's about getting a boner when you're dancing with a girl.
Oh.
And I was in sixth grade, at the sixth grade semi-formal, which was like the graduation dance. And I had just gotten a girlfriend, and we held hands once.
Mm.
So this girl and I go to this dance, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So there's a slow song that comes on, this song, and we're dancing, and I get a boner.
Fuck yeah. Bottom line, dude, did you come?
No. But this was the most appropriate possible song that you could possibly expect. It was a big hit at that time. And I can't believe they played it at a sixth grade party. A song
people
about boners.
No, I mean, they were real kind of sneaky with the music back then. Dude just touched his dick. These guys probably have boners all the time. Look at them. They're a bunch of lame
R&B guys in the late 90s.
Just with boners.
Mid-90s.
Mid-90 black guy equals
this
boner.
This is like D'Angelo times seven.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially with the... So I want to like that guy who's got his shirt open the whole time.
So as an adult, I remember this even happened to me in college. I was dancing with this girl, Jackie, at a college dance, and I wanted to get with this girl so bad, but she had a boyfriend, and she started dancing, and it was really like we could tell we both were kind of into each other, and I got a boner, and mm-hmm. I was so embarrassed, and I was trying to hide it. Now, after that, I realized that if you're with a girl and you're making out and that gives you a boner,
yeah,
you can just take it out.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
probably.
I've been doing this since I was about 21.
Just make out and then unzip.
No. All right, so here's what happens. You get into a position. You have to be kind of strategic about this, right, where either it's going to touch her thigh or her arm is moving in a way where her elbow is going to rub against it, or ideally her forearm, because like that's just a slide away from it being in her hand, right? And you continuously try to move her to have more contact with it, and then once she's like not afraid of it, you just take it out. You just take it out, and you say, because it's the point of no return. It's like, look, we're already making out, and
I don't think I've ever just taken it out. I think they've always taken it out.
No. You got to take it out. And girls really appreciate that. Now, there are signals to look for. There are times where you can jump the gun on this.
I think a man once told me this. I think his name was Tad.
Mm-hmm.
Right. How much they appreciate when you just take them out.
Now, also, if you feel like your penis is respectable, you want to get it in front of them on the first date.
Yes.
You know, I mean, because that's a bargaining chip.
I wish I knew all this information going back 20 years.
Yeah. Now, let's say you don't have the situation where you're making out. You're like, oh, God, I don't know if we're going to get to be alone or make out, or I don't know if I'm going to get to strategically rub her forearm on it. So you have to be inventive. You have to create your own situation. So what I recommend...
Like, oh, I need to get up from this couch to grab that soda across the room, and then you just drag your dick across them as you get off the couch.
Let's say you're in a restaurant, and you don't think you're even going to make it to be alone, but you want them to see that dick. So this is what you do. You go to the bathroom, okay, and you set just like... a small fire, like one that will produce a lot of smoke, and then you run out of the bathroom with your pants down going, fire, fire, right? And you run up to her with a boner.
Yeah.
And with all this commotion in the background, she's probably not even going to question, like, why did he have a boner if he ran out of the bathroom during a fire?
And no one's going to remember your boner. They're going to remember the fire.
But you have to get close to her. Like, you run up and try to get the boner as close as you can to her face.
Mm-hmm.
Now...
ooh, yeah.
I like that drop. So that's two ways. Either the make-out way where you rub a part of her body against your pants where the boner is,
mm-hmm.
your boneral region, or the fake restaurant restroom fire is a kind of a fail-safe.
I feel like this is really good advice for high school kids.
It's pretty close to rape.
What's rape about? Taking your dick out is nothing like rape. If a girl is making out with you...
Listen to Anderson Cooper.
Making out.
And he said having a dick is rape.
When a girl starts kissing you, that is code for show me your dick.
See, I was always terrified to do that, not because of...
suck a dick!
Like if I was, you know, worried about what my dick looks like, but I was just worried about the girl's reaction because when I was younger, I had these neighbors, these twins, Trevor and Travis. They were awful. And I remember whenever there was a girl around, Trevor would just whip his dick out. His 7-year-old dick. He would just whip it out.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And the girl would be very offended and upset. And I just thought, I'm never doing anything like that in my entire life. Never. Yeah, no, I won't do it.
He's in jail now.
People are looking at dicks in a different way back then. Like, what is a dick? What does a dick do? That's what the girls are saying at that point.
That's true.
What a dick do? You know, that's what they're saying to
what
each other.
What a dick do?
You know, at 4-H. Okay, so when they get older, they say, I heard what dicks do.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
I think I'd like to try that.
Right, but their girls are very bashful, right? They don't want to just... And also, we live in a kind of a sex-negative culture, so they don't want to just go around pulling dicks out of pants.
Mm.
I just thought of a story.
You need to do that. Now, if you've touched a girl's boob, game over. Dick out.
Mm-hmm.
Like you.
I already came.
Nick, can I have access to your chest, please?
Sure.
Okay. Once this happens, see this?
Yeah.
Once this happens, take your dick out. You want visuals of this? This is.
So Brett's standing up. Brett's fondling Nick's nipple and holding an imaginary dick in his other hand.
Do you guys want to all try to get boners and then see how the bulges look?
and stand next to each other.
No!
And take pictures?
Oh my God, that's so.
I was just seeing. I was just checking.
Jesus Christ!
You've gone too far.
Because I'm wearing track pants, so I would win.
Oh yeah, my pants. I've gotten boners in these particular jeans.
Do you
I mean,
suck
we could
dicks?
All we could all take our pants off first.
No, no.
Do you guys
no.
all want to take?
I don't
Viagra?
Think I could get a boner near you.
Yeah, I don't. I can't. I can't.
Rude. I can't get a boner. There's no ladies here.
Did you guys ever see that video Dale made called the Viagra?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
Brett.
That was genius.
But nobody cares.
Okay. Well, I think it was great. I think it was really good. And I think credit where it's due. Sorry.
Well, yeah. I think there was a time in high school when I should have whipped my dick out.
Okay, tell us about it.
So I I had a cool car. I lost my license, and I used to drive to the next school district north of me up in the woods. And
two towns over.
Good dick's the best backup for a cool car that you lost.
What?
Wait, huh?
For him?
Explain?
He needs to get some good dick for his car.
You had a cool car, you lost your license, right? So yeah. You can't lead with the cool car.
Oh, no, I kept driving.
Plan B. Oh, all right, jeez. All right, yeah, I forgot who we were talking
this
to.
Is
this
Andrew.
Is the night that I really lost. Okay, so.
You super lost the license after you first lost
so
it?
So I met some people one night, like, at Riverfest, which was this thing on the river. And I went and started hanging out with them. They worked at a convenience store. They had rocking chairs. I'd go sit in the rocking chairs and talk to them and hang out and smoke cigarettes. And, I became friends with this whole, like, group of other high school kids from a different high school. So I started hanging out with them, and they had girlfriends and girlfriends' friends, and girls were hanging out. So there was this girl, Kendra, that I started hanging out with, and she had a reputation for being a little easy, I guess.
Nice.
Uh-huh. So she invited me to come to their dance. Like, I don't know what it was. I don't think it was a prom or anything. It was just a dance at their high school. So I go and I pick her up in my 2001 Honda Prelude with a loud exhaust and white wheels. And we go to this dance, and we're dancing, and she is dancing more sexually than I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Tell us about it. Let's get the details.
So she's sitting there with her boobs and her cleavage, and she's dancing really close, and then she'd turn around and rub her ass all over me.
Oh,
it's
terrific.
Called believage.
These girls, they're never rubbing boobs their butts cleavage. Anymore.
Yeah.
No,
so,
no butt rubbage.
Such a 90s thing.
That's how you get AIDS.
That had never happened before to me. It was 2000s.
All I want to do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Just shake your rump. So, check, baby, check, baby, one, two, three,
four. Check, baby, check, baby, one.
One, two. Oh, that was one, two.
Check, baby, one, two.
Oh, okay.
Check, baby, check, baby, check. It's called the rump shaker. And then there was more.
So, yeah, so she's grinding on me, and I'm getting a boner. And then she feels that boner and turns around and goes, oh, how about that? And then she grabs my dick.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that? She kind of looked like her.
Yeah, she sounds like a real Bergoli.
So, yeah, she grabbed my dick, and she's like, how about that? And my friend Ross, who was right next to us, looked at it and went, oh, my God, Andrew has a boner.
Wow.
And then I got super nervous. I'm like, I can't dance with you anymore. I got to go. I just got to get in my car, and I got to leave. I should have just put my dick out.
He gets in his car.
And said, how about that?
This old song is playing. It's from Journey. It's like, I'm a loner. I've got a boner.
So then a
ironic.
Horrible thing happened after this.
Okay.
I should have whipped my dick out because I could have avoided this. I had lost my license a week earlier.
Whip your dick out in front of your friends?
Oh, yeah. I should have.
Oh.
Oh.
Because it would have changed the situation for the next events that took place. Mm-hmm. So I leave.
Yes.
Oh. I leave. I'm embarrassed.
Embarrassed.
Yeah. So... Mm-hmm. I get in my car, and I leave, and I have to go like the half-hour drive home, which is up this windy state highway. And I've continued to encounter this motherfucker in this town who drove an old IROC Camaro.
Oh.
And he always wanted to race. So we always raced. It was actually almost identical to the scenes from Better Off Dead with the Asians driving the old Toyota.
But and now, here we... I can't do it.
Yeah, with the Howard Cosell voice.
Howard Cosell.
And once now. Again, the great Lane Maya.
Oh, yeah. There's
yeah. So, Lane Maya. Anyway. Mm. Yeah, so I'm driving home, and I don't have a license, so I'm like, I'm going to do the speed limit, and that's it. So I'm going along. All of a sudden, my rearview mirror, headlights. Look like Camaro headlights. So I'm like, motherfucker. I'm like, all right, that's it. I'm pissed. I'm embarrassed. I got nothing to lose anymore. I got no license. Got no girl. Got no boner anymore. Nothing. I'm just going home.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? You're either going to lose or die trying to beat me.
Fuck yeah.
So I take off, and I'm driving,
and I'm carving through the corners. And I don't know shit about driving, but I could handle a car. I just didn't know what I was doing at the
right.
time. But I was good at it, apparently. Next thing you know, I go down this hill. I'm going through the swamp, and there's a big, long straightaway. I looked at my speedometer, 129. I'm like, wow, this is not a highway. And I'm going, and I'm going. Headlights are getting further and further away. And I'm like, sweet. Then I encounter some cars up ahead. And I think, normally, I would just pass them. But I don't have a license anymore, so I should back off. So I back off. That was my first big mistake.
Oh, no.
Because the headlights eventually caught back up. Then they were right in my bumper. Next thing you know, blue light on top of the fucking Camaro. It was a Camaro cop car.
Oh, yeah. Boo.
Yep. And
I thought we knew this whole time.
I did not.
Did we know this?
Oh, sorry. I don't know.
So, yeah. Then he pulled me over, and I pulled over, and he said, license, registration, proof of insurance. I'm like, I don't have any of those. I have none of those.
This boner.
Just kidding. I don't.
But, yeah, that was a bad night. That was a $1,300 night, and ooh. I lost my license for an additional year.
So, Andrew.
Yes, Brett.
Bottom line, did you come?
No. I cried. That was a bad night.
I frothy jug of jizz. Oh, man. Yeah, you should have pulled your dick out.
When in doubt. Whip the dick out.
And then, like,
you just cry.
Worst? Like, think
as the cop's giving you the ticket, you're just like, you pull your dick out.
What if some kind of soothsayer or future seer or swami appeared,
or
like, as you were getting ready to go out that night?
A new man.
And said, Andrew.
Andrew. Oh, God damn it. I can't. Fuck. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
All right, we're role playing this.
It's, Indian music's not helping.
He said India.
Andrew, you are getting ready to go out with your friends to a dance. I am from the future.
You sound like a gay robot.
I am not gay. I am... I don't know. Where it's complicated in the future. Anyway, there are only men, so it's weird.
So, future man.
Yes.
This Kendra girl I hear is kind of easy.
Yes, Andrew, you should suck her tits.
What if I get a disease, new man?
Not from sucking tits, Andrew.
Oh, really?
You should be fine.
Okay.
Yes.
I like boobs.
Yes.
I'm a fan.
Yes.
She's
suck
got some
on
nice
them.
Ones.
Flick her nipples.
With what?
Bat her tits around.
With a bat?
With your hands.
Oh.
Only use your hands.
I can do that.
And your dick.
What if she wants to dance?
Dance with her and get a boner and then reveal it to her. You will save yourself many pains by the momentary embarrassment of revealing your boner in front of your friends.
Well, what if everyone thinks it's small?
Don't worry about that, Andrew. The costs of not unveiling your boner are much worse, for I have seen the future.
Oh.
You will be arrested.
Arrested?
Police. You will have many fines.
My dad's going to be pissed.
Your dad... will have wished you had just taken out your dick.
I already owe my dad $1,200 from getting pulled over last week and losing my license.
You owe him much more if you do not reveal.
There's no amount of money more than $1,200 to my 16-year-old self, new man.
Right. Anyway, take your boner out at the dance and everything should be fine. You'll get jacked off by this bitch.
Will do.
Yes. Now, see, if...
I don't have any sound effects of, like...
That's always weird to think about. Like, I mean, talk about choose your own adventure, how something could just go in a completely different direction. And I mean, I've had stuff happen
too,
if I had just done something slightly different.
Yes, everybody on the planet.
Whip your dick out.
Yes, whip
I'm your looking dick. Back, and there's so many opportunities that I should have done that.
Should have whipped that dick.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Damn.
Tad Cummins, he probably should have kept that one in his pants.
Yeah, I don't think it worked
for
him.
That was a time that... whipping that dick, not a good idea.
Nick? Dick whipping story?
Nope.
Want me to keep going?
What else is there to say? I don't have any dicks to whip.
I can offer more of them now. But now that I'm realizing how many times I should have done this, I feel like Brett might have some stories where he should have done this.
I've done it a lot. And
but at some point you didn't do it.
Yeah, I should have done it with that girl, Jackie. The first time I did it, I was probably 20, 21.
Mm-hmm. If her name is Jackie. Sorry.
I get the joke.
It really is like a shit or get off the pot kind of moment, you know? It's like, hey, we're making out. I'm touching your boob.
Mm-hmm.
wouldn't it be awkward if you got up right now and left just because I took out, my dick?
But would it be more subtle? More subtle but clear enough to just be like, we're making out and now we're dry humping and let's see your reaction to that. Then I know if it's safe to pull out my dick or maybe your hand will just go down there.
Ooh, the old dry hump. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like you can position yourself in a way that you can figure out if she's into it.
It's a risky move because your dick needs to be at the right angle for the dry hump to work. And sometimes it kind of goes down like one side or it's pointing in the wrong direction. Nick is having a reaction.
The problem is I have to do some quick math as to how much powder has dissipated since the last time I powdered. Mm. Otherwise, it becomes a pinata.
What?
Candy falls out?
No, but a pinata of powder.
Oh, my God. That's
when
terrible.
I was a kid, yeah, we were too poor to get candy. We just got powder. So if you broke the pinata, you just were covered in flour and made some bread.
So, well, I feel like this kind of goes in line with the fear boners from the past when you were still afraid to get boners. Like there were a lot of times where I was cuddling with girls watching television. I'm on the back of the couch. They're on the front of the couch.
Humble brag.
No. I never
cuddled with a girl.
I'm saying I failed. Because I got lots of boners, and you know what I did? I would either get up, or I would ask her to grab me something, so while she was up, I could situate and like tuck myself back or whatever, you know? Make it a little less obvious. Or I would roll on my back a little bit and like stretch with one arm and reach down and adjust myself with the other.
Here's what I do now. This is the move. This is like the Brett over 30 and what Brett learned from his 20s move.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is teens, Andrew.
What you do is when that situation happens, you go, hold on. And while maintaining eye contact, and I know I always say maintaining eye contact like in a joking way, while looking right at her, you reach into your pants and you go, I just have to move this into the right place.
Right. That's what I do now, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a great move.
But I don't think it worked for 15-year-old Andrew.
Because it's like, look, I want to remind you, I've got a dick. I'm touching it.
It's pretty nice for me.
Yeah.
It could be nice for you.
Exactly. But yeah, fellas, get that dick out on the first date. Let the ladies decide from there. You know, you don't have to chase them with it. You just have to present it. That's all that we're saying.
Like that Mexican guy with the boner?
Yeah. Yeah, Mexicans, they'll chase you. Right?
That's how you get your exercise, running from the boner.
Oh, now if you're not white, don't do any of these things. You'll be arrested. This is a white male privilege. Jay.
Wow. Our past selves were idiots, right? Everyone else agrees with this statement?
Absolutely. Okay. Jeez, God.
Yeah, in regards to just you or everyone?
No,
everyone?
Your own self.
Everybody regrets everything.
Yeah.
Some more than others.
You should always be looking at back at yourself like from 3 years ago and going, I was an idiot then. Like, you should do that every 3 years, I think. I was an idiot then compared to now.
I have 34 years of looking back and going, Jesus Christ, my life sucks.
Well, no, you should be better. You're better than you were 3 years ago.
At what, like Tamagotchis?
No, you are. You're much better. You've got a better job. You've got a better place to live. You've got your show has gotten better.
Oh,
you're getting a degree.
Where did you get Tamagotchis?
You've got a better car.
Actually, I don't know if he has a better car necessarily.
Tamagotchis.
Yeah,
You've got more cars.
I've got an equal car.
Okay.
For sure. More fun autocross, less fun road. And the GTI was opposite.
See, but this doesn't really work for me because 3 years ago, I was kind of with a girl I shouldn't have been with who was leaving me for you at the time.
We could talk about that in the PCL.
Okay. But no, that's all there is to say. So I don't know that. Oh, yeah, I guess that was worse. Never mind.
Wait, what was that? Was worse than now? Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
And I was way, and while that was happening to me.
So you're right. It makes sense.
And you would think that was a good thing for me. That actually was way worse than I am now. That was fucking crazy and insane, and that all sucked. So we're both better off now.
Yeah.
Than we were then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you have to be happy with what you got and look.
No.
Okay, well. Sorry.
Well, on that awkward note, I'm sorry I brought it up. I thought it was just common knowledge.
What's that? That life sucks and then
that
you die?
Whole thing.
Oh, yeah! I don't know. Is it? I don't know.
I feel like you could figure it out if you listen to the show.
Oh, yeah. This has been Puke of the Gang.
I guess so.
Brett.
It takes two to make a thing go.
You can find Brad at the schoolsucksproject.org.
Schoolsucksproject.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, School Sucks Podcast. I showed somebody a bunch of my videos last night, and then they came.
Oh, where came to what? A party? Or
don't you have a drop for that?
Do you mean this?
Ah, suck a dick!
No.
Oh. All right. Don't forget that you can check out the live streams. We usually post the times 30 seconds prior to the live stream coming on the Saturdays. show at pukeandthegang.com/live and show at pukeandthegang.com/VIP for the private channel lounge, our VIP section, where you can find all the extra content that we're going to talk about next. And you're going to miss out if you're not a shugooba boober. This has been Puke of the Gang for Nick, Andrew, and Brett. And myself, Puke. Thank you very much for listening.
It's mostly... What's going on, Fonzie?
He's trying to sit backwards.
He's going to collapse and break his fucking femur.
You should be watching cat videos instead.
That's fine.
That is...
Unless you want to think of anything better, but there's no other way to... There's no better way to say that.
There's no better way to say that. What are the other options?
They're already there.
It's so cold out, we had to heat up the mics in a fire.
I like Brett saying like a question.
Chiggers and fleas, I got some spray against chiggers and fleas. Says it right on the bottle. You can spray it against your chiggers and fleas, but don't light that candle, because that doesn't matter. I lit that candle and a moth was like, cool candle, I'm gonna sit next to it. It's like, this candle's supposed to repel you, stupid fucking moth.
Nigga, please.
Chigga, please.
Yeah.
Chigga, please.
Chigga what?
And then I was like, there's something crawling up my leg. It's a chigga. Nope, it's just a tick.
What's a chigga?
I have no clue.
Chiggers are no-see-ums.
Oh. I don't know what that is
you
either.
You know what a no-see-um... Oh, you guys are lucky.
You never seen them.
You never seen them.
No-see-um.
They're little teeny tiny fucking biting insects down south. And if you walk through grass, they'll cover your legs in these little itchy bites. They fucking suck.
One time... Luther and I were playing disc golf.
Ah! Why?
I know, it was hilarious already.
Is this the time that I was there, too?
I think so. And he threw his disc into, like, a tall, grassy, fieldy area.
Okay.
So he's out there looking for it, and he's stomping around looking for it. And I'm in the fairway, Nick's in the fairway, and we're, like, waiting for him. And then he just starts screaming, like, bloody murder, and runs out of the field at, like, full speed, just screaming. And then brushing his legs off, but there's nothing on them.
Okay.
But he was freaking out. Like, you would have thought a shark attacked his leg.
Okay. Did he think you...
I don't know.
Did a chigger try to take his wallet?
He thought it was fire ants.
Oh, fire ants.
He started sprinting from the field yelling, fire ants! Fire ants! Well,
did he say that?
Yes.
Oh, because I don't think fire ants exist up here. I pass this alpaca farm on a regular basis. It's on a back road going towards my friend's house. It's rather large. I noticed it about a month ago, and they got a camel. And all the alpacas would gather around him and be this way every time I went by. That's a weird sentence. No one believed me about this camel. So today, I decided to stop and get a picture to show them this native camel of Rhode Island. And as I'm taking this picture, the owner comes out, says his alpacas are for sale if I want one. I said, no thanks, but this camel is amazing. Why and how did you get it? He starts to laugh. That's a fake camel. It helps the alpacas feel safe.
You should be watching cat videos instead.